Hi, welcome to the Fruit Snacks Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Wardrop from Drop the Word Life Coaching. I am the T1D Moms Coach. I'm here to help you manage your mental and emotional health while managing your child's diabetes. Two of my five kiddos have been diagnosed, and so I'm very familiar with your struggles, and I don't know where I'd be without these life coaching tools and the gospel of Jesus Christ to get me through the day and night. Thank you for joining me as we journey towards feeling less scared, sad, and stressed and start feeling more calm, confident, and connected. Let's get started. Okay, welcome back to the Fruit Snacks Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Wardrop from Drop the War Life Coaching, where we drop power struggles with our T1D kiddos to create more peace in our parenting. Who doesn't need a little bit more peace today? So, nothing has taught me more about my relationship with God than becoming a parent myself. We literally have heavenly parents, a spiritual mother and father. She's been a little bit behind the scenes for just like millennia now, but modern revelation is bringing her to light more and more. And I personally believe just how Jesus talks about being one with the Father, that all of deity is one, is the one true God, including heavenly parents, Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. But I digress. The point is that now I also, now that I am a parent, I can see a lot more things from the parent's perspective. Like in Disney movies, where I used to feel bad for the kid, now I understand where the parent was coming from, i.e. mother knows best. And yes, I know that that particular one is a villain. Anyway, I have 1,000 examples, but today I want to focus on one of the top three things I say as a mom lately, and that is, what do you want? So, especially this comes up with meals, because I'm like, I'm making hamburgers for dinner, and I don't want hamburgers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then, well, what do you want? I don't know. Great. Well, I can't make, I don't know. So you're going to have to come up with what you do want if you want to eat, because I'm making hamburgers, and if you don't come up with something more specific than no, I don't want hamburgers, then I don't know what to give you. And I hate playing that game of, do you want mac cheese? Do you want ramen? Do you want a sandwich? Do you want da-da-da? And they just say, no, 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 no. I'm like, well, then what do you want? Could you just ask me for what you want? And then I could give it to you. But when it's just, I don't want this, I don't want that. And what do you want? I don't know. I literally cannot fix I don't know for dinner. You know what I'm saying? So what do you want? I feel like this has been like such a huge aha in my relationship with God lately. I'm like, he's perfectly willing to give me whatever I want, right? It says, right, Matthew 7. Let's see, let me find it. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So he's the same thing, right? He's like our heavenly Father saying, hey, what do you want? I'm willing to give it to you. You just need to ask, because if you don't even know what you want, then you won't even like want it when I give it to you. So figure out what you want. Okay. So I feel like this has just been such a huge aha moment in my life. It's like, I remember back in the day we used to pray to get out of debt and we miraculously would get out of debt, but then we would get right back into debt. So we continued to pray to get out of debt and he continued to answer that prayer. We're like, maybe we should change our prayer a little bit. Let's ask for something a little more specific and a little more in the black, not in the red. And so this is what I'm proposing, is that prayer is very powerful. God is the most powerful. And we literally have this amazing blessing that we can ask him for anything we want. He tells us to ask him for anything and that he'll give it to us. So what are we waiting for? There's a huge hang up here, and that's figuring out what it is that we want. Have you noticed this? So in coaching, this comes up all the time, because it's like, well, what do you want? And then we're like, I don't know. So we're just like kids with this open diner option. And that's why you give kids options, right? They're like, okay, well, do you want a sandwich or do you want spaghetti? And then they can like pick because the two options are in front of their face. But if it's like, well, what do you want for dinner? Then they're like, I don't know, right? And so sometimes maybe we need a little help in that way. Well, I don't know what I want. What are my options? But your brain is naturally going to default to what you don't want. So for sure, we don't want what we do have, right? If we have curly hair, we want straight hair. If we have red hair, we want blonde hair. If we have dark hair, we want... And we just naturally want what we don't have, but we don't know what we do want. We just know what we don't want. So that's what we end up praying for. Heavenly Father, take this away from me. Oh, I don't want to feel like this. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want this. Take it away. Take it away. Well, okay, but what do you want? So this is a really important introspection activity to do, is to figure out what do you want and then ask for it. And I find myself afraid to ask for things sometimes because I'm like, maybe I don't really want that. Like, be careful what you wish for, kind of thing, right? And so, we got this example that I'm like, maybe I don't really want to share that. But trust me, this works, okay? I share other people's examples. So I was coaching a woman who has been divorced for a while and is starting to date, right? And so she's asking God for these characteristics in a dude that she's interested in. And this guy comes into her life that fits all these characteristics, right? And she's like, wow, cool. I asked and I received. But there's other things about him that she's not all that keen on. And she's like, well, am I supposed to just be stuck with what I asked for because that's what I asked for? I was like, actually, why don't we look at it like you got everything you asked for, which means God gives what you ask for. So just make that list longer. Let's just get a little more specific and ask for these things too. And thank you for showing me that there are men out there that were the first, you know, group of characteristics that she was looking for. And that, you know, there's millions of men out there. So surely there could be one that also is these other next group of things that we've learned. And that's why we date, right? We date around to find out what we want. So a lot of people try new things, like go to school for something and then they realize, oh, maybe I'm not interested in that at all. And then they think that going to school for that was a waste. It was not a waste. It was going down one path to find out for sure that's not the path and then coming back. So you've never wasted anything. You've just learned from it, right? And since the whole point of this life is to live and grow and learn and develop, then I wouldn't say that's a waste at all. You've learned something and you've probably narrowed in your search a little closer to what you do want to do, right? And so it's not going to just be given to us on a silver platter what our life is going to look like. We get to make decisions, try them out and see, is that what I want? Maybe not. And then you can backtrack, change your mind, make a new decision, do something else. Go to school for something else, get a different job. We get paralyzed in decision-making because we think it's the end-all be-all decision and that we can never go back and change our mind again. And that's just not true. We have our agency forever and we can make a new decision and take a new path anytime we want to. What do you want? What do you want to do with your life? How do you want to spend your time? We get in a lot of mom victim mode with this concept too. And I talk about this a lot, is that, understanding the empowerment of your agency comes from realizing that what you're doing is what you want to be doing. What do you want to do? You're doing it. That's what you want to do because you're doing it. So a lot of times we have these pity parties where like, oh, I don't want to do these dishes. I have to do dishes like 1,000 times a day. Why do I have to feed these kids so much? Right? I'm very familiar with this pity party. But when I get intentional about it and conscious and not just let my victim brain go wild, then I realize I'm doing these dishes because I want to have a clean kitchen, because I want to have clean dishes for the next time I feed the kids, because I don't, you know, want to do them in the morning. So I'm going to do them right now. I'm hooking my future self up. Basically, if I'm doing them, it's because I want to be, because I have agency. Nobody can force me to do dishes. I'm doing them because I want to. And the more I lie to myself that I don't want to while I'm doing it, see how that's a lie? I don't want to do this, but you are doing it. So you do want to. And that is how you get your power back, is to realize that what you're doing is what you want to do. So if it's a completely hard question, what do you want to do? Start with what are you doing? Because that's what you want to do. So if you're resisting reality, saying that you don't want to be doing what you're doing, but you're still doing it, then stop. If you literally don't want to do it, then don't do it. Yeah, but the dishes need to be done. Oh, cool. Then tell yourself the truth. I do want to do the dishes, or find a different solution. Make the kids do them. Ask your husband to do them. Hire somebody to do them. There's probably a teenager in the neighborhood that wants to make some money that can come over every night and clean up dinner. Who knows? You can get creative, right? But what do you want? And then make it happen. Okay. So let's get specific in our prayers. God is powerful. What do you want? Figure out what you want and then ask for it. And then watch and see the miraculous hand of God. Now, here's the thing. I'm talking to T1D moms, right? That means you have a child that has type 1 diabetes. So if you're going to take this literally, you're like, hey, I can ask God for anything. I'm going to ask him to take away this diabetes. Yeah. Well, about that. Do you guys watch The Chosen TV series? So there's a character in there that it's about Jesus and his apostles, right? And it depicts one of his apostles. They call him Little James because there's two Jameses and one of them is smaller than the other. So Little James has an infirmity. He has some sort of illness and he's going around. He literally is given the power and authority to heal other people, but Jesus hasn't healed him. So he's like, you sure about this? Like, what's going on here? And there's like one of the most awesome scenes of the whole entire series is just when Christ is explaining to Little James that the glory of God is shown through him by not being healed. The faith to not be healed is an even more incredible faith than the faith to be healed sometimes, right? And so there's always that caveat that God is all-knowing, not just all-powerful. He can answer our prayers. He can do whatever. He can literally take your diabetes away from your child, even though according to the world, that's impossible, that diabetes is a lifetime sentence. Diagnosis condition, right? He's God. He can do anything, but he also is all knowing and he knows why. This is something that we have to deal with for, you know, unless when they come up with a cure, right? So as you're praying for what you do want, maybe you also, we got to have some faith without works is dead, right? James says. And so maybe we did put a little more effort into finding a cure and then God can heal them, you know? Maybe it just takes longer than we're expecting. He's like, okay, yeah, good. Prayed for that answer, but maybe not in our timing. Sometimes it's a timing thing. Sometimes it's a, there's still more you need to learn from this trial thing. But for sure, we're never going to get it if we don't ask, right? So what do you want in the meantime, maybe? So while we're waiting for that answer to be, that prayer to be answered, what do you want to do about this diabetes thing? So again, back to the victim mentality, we can just, oh man, this is terrible. And we can curse God that we even got this going on, or we can trust him and know that he's got good reasons for everything that happens. And that there's a lot of learning and growth and development that is coming from this trial. And what do you want to do? So now you have this diagnosis, maybe the diagnosis itself is not optional, but there's a million more decisions you can make. How do you want to live as a T1D mom? How do you want to manage your child's diabetes? How do you want to, instead of focusing so much on what you don't want, what do you have control over and how do you want to control it? So this is what I help people with in coaching. And it's magical and amazing to get your power back, to feel that agency, because we feel like it's been stripped away from us, that this outside circumstance is controlling our life. But indeed, we have a lot more control than we think we do through our own stories we're telling about it. The thoughts that we're thinking, the way that we're looking at it really determines the way we feel about it and how we act towards it. And that is the power of coaching, my friends. So if you're interested, dropthewar.com/appointments. You can sign up for a free complimentary coaching session. I would love to hop on a Zoom call with you and work through some of these things if this is of interest to you. Can't wait to meet you on Zoom. Otherwise, I will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. Give it a 5-star rating so we can spread the word to more T1D mamas and get our power back. What do you want? Figure it out and then go get it, girl. Hey, T1D moms. Was that episode helpful? I put together a free video for you with my top three brain hacks for T1D moms. Check it out at dropthewar.com/top3. Having a child with diabetes is hard enough. Let's not make it any harder with the way we're thinking about it all. Get my free top three brain hacks for T1D moms video at dropthewar.com/top3. See you there. My sweet T1D parent friend, the next time you catch yourself thinking that you can't do this anymore, redirect your brain to Philippians 4:13 and remind yourself that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. As your life coach, I'm here to be a conduit to help you get your brain and body aligned in order for your spirit to clearly communicate with His spirit to become your own diabetes parenting expert. Go to dropthewar.com/appointments for your complimentary coaching session, and let's do this thing. Thank you.